很感谢神啊！我们现在要来一起祷告。
Thank God, we're about to pray.
啊，祷告了之前呢、啊，我们用一些经节互相勉励。
Before we pray, let's share, encourage one another with some Bible verses.
啊，灵恩会除了我们在真理上啊，能够更进一步的认识以外，啊，最重要就是要被圣灵充满。
In spiritual communication, in addition to have a deeper understanding of the Word of God, what's more important is to be filled by the Spirit.
啊，什么叫做圣灵的充满？
What does it mean to be filled by the Holy Spirit?
那主耶稣对圣灵啊，在约翰福音里面有告诉我们。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus told us many things about the Holy Spirit.
他说他升天了啊，那这个有求天父啊，赐下圣灵。
He said that after he ascended to heaven, he will ask the Father to give us the Holy Spirit.
从约翰福音十四章到十六章，让我们知道。圣灵至少有几个大的方向。
From John chapter 14 to 16, we can learn that there are several things about the Holy Spirit.
我们从这几个圣灵的大方向来知道、认识什么叫做圣灵的充满。
And from these general teachings, we can understand what it means to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是自责的灵。
First, Holy Spirit is a spirit of conviction.
它会使我们自己责备自己。
He will convict us concerning sin.
圣灵是真理的圣灵。
This Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
他会带领我们进入真理。
He will lead us into truth.
圣灵是见证主耶稣的灵。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit that testifies about Jesus.
圣灵是荣耀主耶稣的灵。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit that glorifies the Lord Jesus.
那我们今天下午啊，就来讲啊，圣灵是自责的灵。
And this afternoon, I'd like to share with you how the Holy Spirit is a spirit of conviction.
啊，到底这个自己责备自己啊，是从哪一个角度来看
？From which angle can we look at this teaching？
我们看约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 16.
约翰福音的十六章。
John chapter 16.
啊，约翰福音十六章。
John chapter 16.
第八节到十一节。
Verse 8 to 11.
第八节。
Verse 8.
十六章的第八节，约翰福音。
Chapter 16, verse 8 of Gospel of John.
他既来了，那他就是圣灵。圣灵既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。第九节。
Verse 9.
为罪是因他们不信我。第十节。
Verse 10.
为义是因为我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。第十一节。
Verse 11.
为审判是因为这世界的王受了审判。啊。请你读好一下。
Verse 8, and when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me, and concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you no longer see me. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged.
主耶稣在这里讲得很清楚。
Jesus here clearly says,
圣灵降临到我们身上。
When the Holy Spirit come upon us,
会让我们自己责备自己。
He will convict us of our sin.
英文就讲得比较直接一点，就是圣灵会 convict， 会可以说是改正我们，或是责备我们，或者说是圣灵做 主持了，不是我们自己做主持。
The Holy Spirit will be our guide. He will either rebuke us or correct us.
圣灵会感动我们，会责备我们。
The Holy Spirit will move us and rebuke us.
这是一个很重要的功用。
And this is a very important function of the Holy Spirit.
当然，我们得圣灵的时候是用我们人能够讲灵言外表的一个象征，这个最明显的现象来证明他有圣灵。
Of course, one of the most clear signs of a person when he received the Holy Spirit is that he will speak in tongues.
但是圣灵在我们这个人身上，它有自责的作用。
But when the Holy Spirit descends on a person, it will serve as a spirit that will convict us.
那从这个角度来看。我们这个人是不是真的被圣灵充满
？So from this angle, let's examine whether a person is filled by the Holy Spirit.
那主耶稣说，从三个方向来看。
Jesus said that we can see from three directions.
第一个是从罪来看。
First is from sin.
第二个是从义来看。
Second from righteousness.
第三个是从审判来看。
Third from judgment.
第九节。
Verse 9.
为罪就是因为不信主耶稣。
Concerning sin because they do not believe in Jesus.
那为第十节为义是因为主耶稣到天父那里去了，我们再看不见他了。
Concerning righteousness, because Lord Jesus go to see the Father, and we will no longer see him.
那个时候是主要是跟门徒讲的。
And Lord Jesus spoke this message primarily for disciples.
也为当时候的人讲的。
He also spoke these messages to people at that time.
再过一阵子，主耶稣就要被人家抓、被钉啊，就埋葬了。
Because in a short, very short time, Lord Jesus Christ will be crucified and be buried.
哎，然后第三天他复活。
On the third day, he shall resurrect.
四十天以后他升天了。
40 days later, he was sent to heaven.
哎，所以位义就是主耶稣升天。
So, concerning righteousness refers to that he was sent to heaven.
哎，那第十一节为审判。
Verse 11 concerning judgment.
哎，是因为世界的王受了审判。
Because the ruler of this world has been judged.
谁是世界的王？
Who is the ruler of this world?
就是魔鬼。
That is devil.
哎，魔鬼受了审判。
Devil will be judged.
哎，表面上看来是主耶稣被审判钉在十字架。
On the surface, it seems like Jesus Christ was judged and crucified on the cross.
哎，其实是魔鬼被审判。
Actually, it's the devil that was judged.
因为主耶稣被审判，被人审判，魔鬼就被审判了。
Because Jesus Christ was judged by man, therefore the devil was judged.
圣灵来责备我们。
Holy Spirit came to convict us.
责备我们什么事情呢？
Of what matters.
这三件事情，畏罪、畏义、畏审判。
Regarding these three matters, sin, righteousness, and judgment.
都跟主耶稣有关系。
All these have to do with Lord Jesus.
因为圣灵就是神的灵。
Because Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
神的灵一定要见证耶稣。
The Spirit of God has to testify Jesus.
从这个我们就了解，一个人得到圣灵，不可能是高举自己。
From this point, we understand that when a righteous person receives the Holy Spirit, it's impossible for him to elevate himself.
一个人被圣灵充满，一定是高举耶稣的。
When a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, he will raise the name of Lord Jesus.
因为他会以主耶稣所做的事情为最重要。
Because he will consider matters of Lord Jesus as the most important.
最有价值的。
As the most valuable.
那因为我们以前不是这样子想。
Because this was not how we think before.
所以圣灵来告诉我们。
That's why the Holy Spirit comes to tell us.
我们就了解，哦，原来我们做错了。
Then we will understand that we have done wrong.
就是圣灵来责备我们。
And that's when the Holy Spirit comes to rebuke us.
这三点非常的重要。
And these three are very important points.
至少啊，圣灵充满的人应该要了解啊，因为不信，为了罪不信主耶稣。
At the very least, a person who's filled with the Holy Spirit has to understand that it's because of sin that he did not come to believe.
我们看圣灵降临的时候，第一件，这个《使徒行传》里面，第二章所记载的。
Let's look at what happened in Acts chapter 2 when the Holy Spirit first came down.
圣灵降临了，这很多人，上千的人，上万的人在看到了，听到了。
Thousands of people heard the descent of Holy Spirit.
那大家都很惊奇。
Many were wondered.
那他们得到圣灵，讲灵言。
And so they received the Holy Spirit and started to speak in tongues.
我们来看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
从十四节到三十六节。
From verse 14 to 36.
就是他们使徒当时告诉当旁边这些人看的人，对这个得到圣灵这种奇怪的现象啊。这个很特别的现象来解释。
It's an explanation of what happened during that time.
他十四章十四节到三十五节。
Verse 14 to 35.
我们可以发觉到他讲的道的内容。
We can understand the content of his sermon.
第一个是讲圣灵，讲灵言。
First, he talked about the speaking in tongues.
他告彼得他们告诉他们，我们这些人不是喝醉酒。
Peter told them that we are not drunk.
我们就是旧约那个约珥先知所讲的，要讲灵言的。
We are speaking in tongues just as Prophet Joel prophesied in Old Testament.
这是他正道的开始。
This was the beginning of his sermon.
但是不是正道的中心点。
But that's not the main point of his sermon.
到了二十二节开始。
Verse 22 onwards.
就是在见证主耶稣。
Testify Lord Jesus.
他来世界上传福音。
That he came to this world to preach the
gospel. 但是呢，传救恩，但是被人家钉死在十字架。
Preach salvation, yet he was crucified on the cross.
人以为已经结束了，因为他已经死了。
Men think that that was the end of him because he died.
使徒告诉他们，这不是结束，这才是开始，因为他要死里复活。
The apostle said that this was not the end of him because he resurrected from the dead.
他说，在主耶稣出生前一千年前，大卫已经预言了。
And he said that before Jesus' birth, a thousand years before Jesus' birth, David prophesied.
我们看使徒行传二章三十一节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2 verse 31.
二十章三十一节。
Chapter 2 verse 31.
就预先证看明这事，讲论基督复活，说他的灵魂不撇在阴间，他的肉身也不见朽坏。三十二节。
32.
这个耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这个事做见证。 他讲到主耶稣的复活。
He mentioned the resurrection of Lord Jesus.
哎，接着讲到他被升天。
And then he talks about how he ascended to heaven.
33节。
Verse 33.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。他被升天了。以后才降了圣灵。
After he ascended to heaven, he sent Holy Spirit to this earth.
哎，他们使徒他们被圣灵充满。
Apostles were filled by the Holy Spirit.
哎，能够把圣经神的救恩讲得很清楚。
They were able to explain the teachings of the Bible very clearly.
从他们得到圣灵讲灵言。
Starting from how they received the Holy Spirit and start speaking in tongues.
来开始引导人这个救恩。
They led people to salvation.
哎，让他们了解。真正的重点在主耶稣。
To help them understand that Jesus is the theme.
哎，主耶稣为我们的罪钉死在十字架。
That Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross for our sins.
哎，主耶稣第三天复活。
On the third day he resurrected.
哎，主耶稣升天了。
Then he ascended to heaven.
哎，那我们来看三十六节。
Let's read verse 36.
哎，二章三十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 36.
故此，以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
神为什么让我们得圣灵？
Why did God give us the Holy Spirit?
神为什么让我们圣灵充满？
Why did he let us be filled by the Holy Spirit?
要讲一件事情。
To proclaim one thing.
我们要这确实的相信主耶稣是主，是基督。
That we have to be certain that Lord Jesus Christ is the Christ.
基督就是救主。
That Christ is the Savior.
主耶稣是人类唯一的救主。
Lord Jesus is the only Savior of mankind.
他讲完这篇道理以后，
After he gave the sermon,
旁边听得到的人有什么反应呢？
What was the reaction of the people?
37节。
Verse 37。
众人听见这话，就觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当怎么样行？”
When they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brethren, what shall we do?"
为什么大家听了这段话以后会扎心呢？
Why did this message pierce their heart?
哎，是什么使他扎心呢？
What caused then their heart to pierce.
因为圣灵责备他们了。
Because the Holy Spirit convict them.
这主耶稣来是要救我们。
Lord Jesus came to save us.
当时候的人把主耶稣钉死在十字架。
The people of his time crucified him on the cross.
哎，当作一个是罪犯。
And regarded him as a criminal.
圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
他不是为了他们的，主耶稣不是为他自己的罪被钉，他没有罪，不是为他自己的罪。钉死在十字架。
Jesus was without sin, and he was crucified on the cross not because of his own sin.
是为我们的罪。
Rather, he did that because of our sin.
当使徒跟他们解释以后
，When apostles explained what happened,
圣灵运行在他们里面
，Holy Spirit moved on them,
责备他们
，convicted them.
哎，那他们就扎心了。
So that's why their heart was
扎心以后有一个正当的反应。
After their heart was pierced, they reacted positively.
我们当怎么样做才能够得救呢？
They asked, "What shall we do to be saved?"
哎，所以三十八节都是我们熟悉的一个经节。
Verse 38 is a verse that we're familiar with.
得救的三个步骤。
The three steps to salvation.
悔改、受洗、得圣灵。
Repent, be baptized, and receive the Holy Spirit.
哎，那这个圣灵启示他们真理。
Holy Spirit revealed the truth to them.
就这样子，三千人受洗。
Just like that, 3,000 were baptized.
一个被圣灵充满的人。
Person who's filled with the Holy Spirit,
因为会常常有圣灵的责备。
Will be convicted by the Holy Spirit constantly.
因为我们所做的、所讲的、所想的，常常不合神的旨意。
Because everything we do, say, or think about, oftentimes they're not according to the will of God.
我们常常说，我们祷告，圣灵会用神的旨意帮我们代求。
We said that when we pray, the Holy Spirit will pray for us according to the will of God.
神的旨意是什么？
What is the will of God?
神的旨意就是让我们完全了解，而且遵照天父的旨意。
The will of God is for us to understand completely and practice the will of God.
第一个我们要了解他是唯一的救主。
First, we need to understand that he's the only Savior.
我愿意跟随他。
We're willing to follow him.
立志跟随他。
We determined to follow.
作为主耶稣的门徒。
To be his disciples.
然后才能受洗。
And then we come to baptize.
因为你了解以前走的路是错的。
Because we understand that the path that we walk on was false.
虽然我们没有把主耶稣钉死。
Even though we did not crucify Lord Jesus.
但是以前我们可能不认识主耶稣。
But perhaps before we come to know him.
甚至我们信主了以后。
even after we come to know him.
是有很多的想法，很多的做法，也好像没有信主的人一样。
Many of our actions, our way of thinking, we're just like that of a Gentile.
哎，那是求圣灵带领我们。
So we ask the Holy Spirit to guide us.
我们如果诚心的祷告
，If we pray sincerely,
圣灵会指示我们所犯的过错。
Holy Spirit will point out to us our wrongful actions.
约翰一书的那里告诉我们
，First John tells us.
哎，我们要悔改认罪。
We need to repent and admit our sins.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's turn to First John,
第一章
chapter 1,
第九节
verse 9.
第一章第九节
chapter 1, verse 9.
我们若认自己，约翰一书一章九节
First John, chapter 1, verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实是公义，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, He's faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from our unrighteousness.
我们在观念上还有很多不合神旨意的事情。
There are many concepts that we have that are not according to the will of God.
那神继续的带领我们。
But as God continues to guide us.
是借着圣灵来引导我们。
To guide us through the Holy Spirit.
明白，让我们了解过去我们所想的是错的。
For us to understand that what we thought about was wrong.
因为在神的带领之下，我们就明白。
Under God's guidance, we can understand.
那圣灵第二个责备自己的第二个角度，是因为主耶稣已经升天了，我们看不到他。
The second thing that Holy Spirit convicted us of was because Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, and we can see him no longer.
主耶稣升天做什么？
Why did Lord Jesus ascend to heaven?
主耶稣到天上去为我们做什么？
What's Jesus doing in heaven for us?
我们看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
第三节。十四章第三节。
Chapter 14 verse 3.
十四章第三节，我若去为你们预备地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，也叫你们也在那里。
If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also.
主耶稣已经升天了。
Lord Jesus Christ has ascended.
他在天上做什么
？What's he doing?
他为我们预备地方。
He's preparing a place for us.
就是将来基业，将来天国的基业。
That's our future inheritance in the kingdom of heaven.
我们求神带领我们。
We ask the Lord or God to guide
us. 让我们能够明白这个的重要。
So we can understand this importance.
不要把我们的重心放在这个地面上。
So that we will not place the center of our life on.
那这个是要圣灵的启示。
So, but we need the revelation of Holy Spirit.
我们得到圣灵的启示以后，得到他的责备以后，才晓得说，我过去我做了那么多，花那么多时间在这地面上是空的。
After we are receive revelation from Holy Spirit and be convicted by Him, then we'll understand that all the time that we spend on the earth prior to believing in Jesus was in vain.
在世界上最重要的一件事情是什么
？What's the most important thing on this earth?
是准备将来到天国去。
That's to prepare ourselves for the kingdom.
我们为我们的家、为我们的事业都花了全部的时间。
We spend all our time on our family career.
那试问，我们到底为我们将来要去的天国，你准备多少
？But let me ask you this: How much time have you spent preparing for the kingdom of heaven, which we will go in the future?
我们灵恩会是一个机会来准备自己。
Spiritual convocation is an opportunity for us to prepare ourselves.
感谢神，我们安排时间把我们自己放在这里，准备进天国。
Thank God, we have set aside some time to come here to prepare ourselves for the kingdom above.
但是不是每一个人有这个信心的
？But not every one of us has this kind of faith.
我们需要神借着圣灵来启示我们，责备我们。
We need God to reveal to us through the Holy Spirit.
第三个哈，约翰福音第十六章。
John chapter 16.
他说为了审判。
Concerning judgment.
第十一节说，因为是世界的王受了审判。
Verse 11 tells us that because the ruler of this world has been judged.
我们来参考一节圣经，约翰福音十二章。
Let's refer to a Bible verse in John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
十二章三十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 31.
现在这个世界受审判，这世界的王要被赶出去。三十二节。
32.
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。三十三节。
33.
耶稣这话原是指着自己将要怎么死的。主耶稣讲他要被举起来，要死在十字架上。
Jesus said that he will be lifted up and will die on the cross.
但是好像他是被审判，反而吸引了很多人来信他。
It seems like he was judged, but yet he attracted even more people to him.
表面上他是一个他死了一个他耶稣一个死了。
On the surface, Jesus died.
但是重在 地里面又长出很多的籽粒。
He was planted in the soil and bore many fruit.
哎，就是产生很多人信主，得到生命。
He caused many to come to believe in him and receive life.
哎，是得胜的。
He's victorious.
哎，不是失败的。
He's not a failure.
哎，反而谁失败了呢？
Who failed? On
the
other hand,
世界的王被赶出去了。
The king, the ruler of this world, was cast out.
我们要了解这个真理啊，不同意。
It's hard to understand this truth.
因为在世局的环境之下，我们都觉得说我们很多时候没有办法。
Because in our present environment, many times we feel unable.
为了工作。
Because of our job.
为了我的前途。
Because of my future.
甚至讲好听的，为了我的家庭。
Or my family.
我一定要这样子在这边努力工作。
I have to work hard on this for those causes.
我们要了解。
But we need to understand.
神是主耶稣是万王之王。
The Lord Jesus is the King of Kings.
我们不要被表面的这种现象所迷惑了。
Let's not be deceived by superficial ways.
主耶稣是得胜的。
Lord Jesus is victorious.
不要被这种理由借口啊，来使我们没有办法亲近主耶稣。
Distance ourselves from the Lord because of these reasons.
哎，我们求圣灵带领我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to guide
us. 让我们看见这个。
So that we can see this point.
让我们能够了解。
So that we can understand.
我们过去所或是现在所走的方向是错误的。
The direction that we took before was wrong.
我们要把全心放在神的主耶稣的身上。
We need to put our heart on Lord Jesus.
这不是说我们不要去工作了。
This doesn't mean that we shouldn't go to work.
这只是在告诉我们。
This is only to tell us.
我们人生走的方向的重点是在主耶稣身上。
That the direction of life that we should take should be on Jesus.
我们再回来看约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 16.
我们再读一次。
Let's read one more time.
十六章的第八节到十一节。
Chapter 16, verse 8 to 11.
八节到十一节。
Verse 8 to 11.
这是主耶稣所讲的圣灵到我们这里来的功用。
This describes the function of the Holy Spirit as Jesus has told us.
然后他就是圣灵既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
第九节，为罪是因为他们不信我。
Concerning sin because they do not believe in me.
为义是因为我往父那里去，你们就不再见我了。
Verse 10, concerning righteousness because I go to the Father and you no longer see me.
十一节，为审判是因为这世界的王受了审判。
Concerning judgment because the ruler of this world has been judged.
我们现在要来祷告。
Now we're about to pray.
我们求圣灵带领我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to guide us.
我们想要被圣灵充满。
We want to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
至少主耶稣所讲的这几个经节。
At least,
我们要去体验。
We need to, at the very least, experience the verses that Jesus has spoken to us.
求主耶稣借着圣灵让我明白这些经济。
We ask Lord Jesus through the Holy Spirit to help us experience.
想一想，我信主耶稣到底信多少
？Let's think about how long have we believed in Jesus.
我想一想，我对主耶稣现在在天上知道多少
？Let's think about how much do we know Jesus who's in heaven right now.
想一想，我在地面上我到底是服侍谁
Who am I serving in this world?
尤其是主耶稣现在在天上。
Especially now Jesus is in heaven.
希伯来书那边告诉我们。
Book of Hebrews tells us.
主耶稣是升到高天的大祭司。
Lord Jesus is the high priest in heaven.
为信徒永远的祈求。
He will pray intercede for us for believers.
所以我们在地面上才说奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
That's why while on earth we pray in the name of Jesus.
我们到底祷告什么？
But what exactly do we pray about?
我们要思想天上的基业。
We need to put our heart on our inheritance in heaven.
主耶稣在天上为我们准备天上的基业。
Lord Jesus is in heaven preparing inheritance for us.
求神带领我们。
We ask God to guide us.
那我们现在就要一起来祷告。
Now let's pray.
愿意接受安手的就可以到前面来。
If you'd like to receive laying of hands, please come forward.
我们也求主耶稣带领我们。这个灵运会
We ask for Jesus to continue to guide this conversation.
让我们所讲的所做所行的能够合乎神的旨意
So that our every word, every act may be according to that will.
我们的目的是能够更认识我们这个崇拜的神 主耶稣
Our purpose is to understand Lord Jesus whom we worship.
更能够认识圣灵在我们身上的作为
To understand the work of the Holy Spirit on us.
我们一起祷告
Let's kneel down and pray.